This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, March 7, 2024. We will finish Yud Tesamon Aleph 19a, the second section. It is the green text. So yesterday we had another question on Rav that Megillas Tainus was nullified. The 28th day of Adar came this great tidings to the Jews. They no longer have to abandon the Torah. What happened? Shegazra Malchus HaRisha'ah. Right, the terrible evil, right, government, kingdom, Gezerah, they'd had a decree, Shelo Yasku B'Torah, Shelo Yamulu has been named, that we can't learn Torah, we can't deal with Torah, we can't circumcise our children. V'sheyechalalu Shabbatos, that we have to desecrate the Shabbos. Ma'asa Yehuda ben Shamua v'chaveirav, right, what did Yehuda ben Shamua and his friends do? Right, this is a staggering, fascinating, right, response. They went and they took some advice from a matron. Right? That's a very nice word for something else. Right? That all of the great, the important people in Rome, right, are found next to her. Right? The hostess. Somewhat wild, right? Yehuda ben Shamua has to go to a matronisa. Amra lahen, she said to them, Bo v'hefkinu balayla, go and cry out during the night. Right? It took a genius. It took a matronisa. Okay, v'halchu v'hefkinu balayla. They went out at night and they said, Ei shamayim, right? Oh my God, as you were, if you will. Lo acheichem anachto, aren't we your brothers? Right, below bnei av echad anachto. Why we have a common ancestor? Right, we're the sons of one father. Below bnei aim echad anachto. Right, we're the sons of one mother. You go all the way back. Manishtanenu mikol umma v'lashon. Why are we so different from every other nation and tongue? Shatem gozren aleinu gzeros kashos. Right, that you have chosen to put all these terrible decrees on us and nobody else. You're the great Roman kingdom. You rule over many. Why single us out? Isn't that a deep question? Ubitlum, right? The surprising piece is that the Romans heard that argument. The Romans heard the argument the UN can't hear. Okay, I'm off my soapbox, sorry. And they nullified it. And they nullified all the decrees. V'oso ayom asu yomtif. Right? And that was a fabulous day. It was a yomtif. Stick it on Megillas Tainus. What a great day. And here comes the question. If you want to tell me, Rav, right, that Megillas Tainus is nullified, we nullified all the first ones. Now we're going to add to a list that we already nullified. Can't be. Now the answer last time was no. Time the Beis Hamikdash stood, Hanukkah. You want to tell me. It's still a time when the Beit HaMikdash is in existence, and therefore the list is back in force. V'ha Yehuda ben Shamua, right, the story is told about Yehuda ben Shamua, Talmido shel Rabbi Meir. He's a student of Rabbi Meir. V'Rabbi Meir, Basar Hachihab, Rabbi Meir lived after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Right, Ditznan. We have a Mishnah that teaches us that. Clay zechuchit shenikvu, right? What if you have glass vessels that there's a hole in them, right? When you put a hole in a glass, it becomes destroyed. It is no longer a vessel, right? There's no real point in having a glass vessel with holes in it. And right, this is, of course, in reference to, can it be mekabel tumor, susceptible to tumor or not? It has to be a vessel to be susceptible to tumor. Right, once it's destroyed, it's not. And then behitan letochan aver. You take lead and you fill in the holes. Right, you didn't have a glass blower to help you, or maybe you were the lead. I don't even know what the right term is for that. But all right, the lead boiler. I'm sure that's not the right term. But you filled in your glass, your broken glass, with lead. So what is the status of that kli? So amar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Yehuda ben Shamua mitame mishum Rabbi Meir. Right? Yehuda ben Shamua says it's tame, it is a vessel, in the name of Rabbi Meir. So you see from there, he is a student of Rabbi Meir. Now we're left today with a problem. How can you add a day of Yontif when it's post-Churban, it's post-destruction, if you, Rav, says Megillas Tainis has been nullified? So that you got to come back tomorrow for the answer, because this concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.